We are joined now in the studio by Libby Huff of the Orange County Public Library. They've got their summer reading kickoff coming up in a little bit more than a week. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So summer reading program gets underway very soon. We've got a summer reading kickoff on Saturday, June 11th at the main library in Hillsborough, but it actually starts on a Riverwalk, right?
Yes, it does. We're inviting folks to join us at 8 o'clock for a 5K run along Riverwalk. And we're doing this in conjunction with the Hillsborough Running Club. And the reason we're doing this is that the whole focus of summer reading is on your mark, get set, read. And so the summer collaborative program has mixed the idea of keeping your brains healthy and keeping your bodies healthy, active reading, active active activity.
Active
everything.
All right. So this is going to be 8 a.m. on Saturday morning next week, Saturday, at Riverwalk. And it's a 5K fun run, fun walk. You don't have to sprint. It's going to be just take it at
you
your own pace.
You can even walk.
I am 100% on board with that.
I will probably be too.
Yeah. All right.
And it's free to register. You can get registration information on our website, and I'll give you that address in a minute. But yeah, it's free to register. We just want to have a sense of how many folks are coming.
All right. Sounds good. And then that wraps up around 9:30-ish. And then at 9:30, everyone heads over to the library downtown for the party.
Yeah. And we're having guests help us celebrate activity, guests of all ages. We have the Orange County Jammers, which is a group of older adult cheerleaders and band members, primarily from Central High School, what was Central High School in Hillsborough. They're going to be doing a cheerleading demonstration. We've got a bouncy house for people who like to get in and bounce around. Snow cones, which you'll need on a warm day.
Yes.
How to have a healthy bike demonstration from Hillsborough Bike.
Nice.
So lots of different ways to remain active. We'll have some indoor games too, as well as outdoors. But just lots of fun and way to promote fun at the library.
Very cool. And the snow cone is going to be nice, especially especially as we get into summer. My air conditioning has been on the brink for the last
blink
means it's working.
You are on the brink.
Yeah, I am on the brink. I could use a snow cone right about now,
seriously.
I'm looking forward to that. So you can get a snow cone, bounce house, Wii games, right, hula hooping, a whole lot more.
Yoga demonstration.
Yoga demonstrations, nice. And it's all from 9:30 to 12:30, 9:30 in the morning to 12:30 in the afternoon, Saturday, June 11th, so next week Saturday at the Orange County Public Library in Hillsborough, all to kick off the summer reading program, which entails what this year?
A variety of very we've got a readathon.
I'm just going to step back and let you go.
Sure. We've got a readathon. We have family yoga lessons. We've got someone coming and offering information about Ayurvedic medicine. We've got a lunchtime book club. We've got a lot of different activities to try to have folks, again, be active with their reading, but also be active with their physical selves, too. We've had a lot of fun with this summer's summer reading because we took the national theme and made our own little twist. We're calling it Healthy Brains, Healthy Bodies.
Okay.
And so all of our activities are promoting health, both in our minds and in our bodies. And the whole idea behind summer reading in general is a lot of kids gain momentum during the school year. And then when summer hits, they lose momentum. And that's particularly true, more true for kids who are from low-income homes. And the reason for that is not because parents lack interest or the desire. They may work such that the kids have to stay at home and can't get out to do fun activities, may not be able to afford to send their kids to camp. So all of the activities at the library this summer, as well as throughout the year, are free. So, you know, some of our activities do require registration. All of that information is on our website.
Very cool. Speaking with Libby Huff of the Orange County Public Library, and it really is important because, you know, during the school year, you've got that ready-made institution that you're sending the kids to for 6 hours a day, and they've got the library that's right there. They've got the activities throughout the day, and then in the summertime, that goes away.
Right.
So it needs to be supplemented in some way, and that can be really difficult for people.
Well, and all of the activities that I mentioned are on top of our regularly scheduled mm-hmm. activities. We still have story times. We have story times at the main library in Hillsborough. We have story times at the Carber branch over at McDougall Middle School. We're trying to pull in our groups from Carborough, the library, those users as well. Folks can read down their fines at all of our locations.
Yes, which is a great idea.
It is. Yeah. It is. I'm excited about it. I think it's going to be fun, and we'll all be really tired when
in a good
summer's
way,
over.
Though.
Yes,
yeah.
Completely and utterly tired. We'll sleep well at night.
It sounds good. And the library, the summer program, the summer reading program at the library, the goal is to get everyone to read a combined total of 10,000 hours. Is
yes,
that right?
That's yeah. right. That's
and that's
right.
For, is that just for, as I know, the reading program, you register for children ages 0 up to 12,
right.
and then teens and adults can participate without necessarily registering, right?
Right. What yep. they can come in and do is write a book review.
Mm-hmm.
And of something they've just read, we're going to approximate the time
okay.
for those folks and say, it would take someone maybe 3 days to read that book.
Okay.
How many minutes each day would that? And just sort of do it that way. So because the registration may feel a little too formal or
right,
imposing
right.
for teenagers and adults.
But for teenagers and adults, they come, they do the book report, they read, and that gets added to the total
yes,
up to 10,000 hours.
It does.
All right.
Yes.
So we as a community are working towards 10,000
yes,
hours.
Yes.
All right. I like
yes.
that. Yes. Very cool. So again, speaking with Libby Huff of the Orange County Public Library, summer reading program going on all summer long there. The kickoff event is next week, Saturday, June 11th, 8 a.m. on a Riverwalk. Where do you meet at Riverwalk to get that started?
Right there at the entrance near Weaver Street in Hillsborough.
Where the parking deck is?
Yes, exactly.
Right.
You'll be able to park in the parking deck. Go
Sounds
right
good.
Out and enjoy Riverwalk and then come up to the library.
Do the run and then come up to the – do the run or the walk, either
yes,
way.
Yes.
Or the stroll or the casual meander.
Yes,
and then,
yes, exactly.
Come on up to the library, 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 in the afternoon for the kickoff party, the sign-up party. There's going to be music, snow cones, bounce house, hula hooping, healthy bike demo from Hillsborough Bike, and a whole lot more. What else do people need to know about the program, about the library? How can people find out more information?
You can visit our website at, and this is, it's a bit.ly, bit.ly/ OCP Library. So spell out library, and the OCP is Orange County Public Library.
Sounds good. And all information about the library in general,
yep.
times, hours, locations, multiple locations.
Right.
You got the ones in Carborough, too.
Right.
All available on that website. Plus events, information about the summer reading mm-hmm. kickoff, events all summer long, mm-hmm. all year long,
mm-hmm.
summer reading events as well. So
yeah.
Go to the website and get that information. And before we let you go, what's your reading recommendation for people this summer?
Me?
Yeah. We didn't have Susan Brown on earlier this week. She was moving books around at the Chapel
wow.
Hill Library. So
I'm looking for some really lighthearted, well, that's sort of it's going to be a contradiction in term, lighthearted murder mysteries because
that's not a contradiction. My favorite movie is Clue. So
yes,
you want a lighthearted
yes.
murder mystery? I'm all
yes.
about that.
I'm all about murder
yeah.
mysteries and I also like it when there's some humor in there
right,
and it's
right.
not all gratuitous violence.
Yes.
And,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
any particular one you're?
No, I'm going to have to ask our neighborhood
okay.
librarian.
Sounds good.
Yeah. We do book recommendations for anyone, and I would need a recommendation
right.
from
so
our
you can
librarian.
Stop by the library and
yes, I
talk
can.
With the librarian and have
yeah.
them recommend something for you. All right.
Yeah.
Sounds good. So bit.ly, bit.ly/OCP Library, Orange County Public Library.
Uh-huh.
Go there, get more information about the library, about the summer reading program, the kickoff event that's coming up in a week and a day. Libby Huff,
yeah.
thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.